Welcome to the Trichotillomania Help Podcast. I'm your host Marnella. I suffered from trich myself, and with this podcast, I want to give you help and information to overcome trichotillomania. All I want is that you can control your urges to pull and that you become the best version of yourself to reach your full potential. Today, we're going to talk about challenging days with trichotillomania and how you can learn from them. We don't want to forget these days or don't act on them because there are big opportunities for progress in your journey. Every journey is unique and so are our challenging days. But if we can make use of these days, they can actually be extremely important and useful for us. And I will explain this to you in a few minutes. First, I want to give you some examples of what a bad day or challenging day of trichotillomania looks like. Despite your best efforts, you may find yourself succumbing to the urge to pull your hair. And this could result in even more negative consequences and emotional distress. A very common challenge is the urge to pull as a way to cope with our stress. Imagine you have a deadline at work, or everyone puts a lot of work on your shoulders, and you're feeling overwhelmed. You start pulling to relieve stress and regain a sense of control. Your coping mechanism is activated. And yes, it can bring temporary relief for your stress, but further down the line, you face the consequences of hair loss and potential embarrassment at work. Another challenge can be dealing with boredom or restlessness. Think about a quiet evening at home while you watch TV or read a book. You've pulled out more hair than you intended. And the result? You may be left feeling frustrated with yourself for engaging in this horrific pulling again. You, of course, wish you had healthier ways to occupy your time rather than hair pulling. Something else that can trigger hair pulling is the sensation or texture of the hair itself. In my other episode about if hair regrowth from trichotillomania is possible, I also mentioned that different textures can make it more tempting to pull your hair. And when you pull a hair in the so-called active growth phase, you can damage your follicle, which, simply said, makes it upset. And this results in hair that takes longer to grow back, or hair that grows back in a different texture. You can learn everything about this in my other episode. You may find certain types of hair particularly satisfying to pull. Think about those with a specific texture or thickness. What could also give you a bad day with trichotillomania is when it impacts your social interactions. Imagine you're at a social event with friends and other people you don't know yet. While you're having a conversation with someone, you might start to pull your hair automatically. And this is completely normal, as the behavior is so deeply wired in your brain that it even happens when you don't think about it. But that person notices you pulling and asks about the behavior. This could lead to embarrassment and shame. You might even take these feelings with you when you go home, and this could make the day feel like a crappy and unsuccessful day. I can give you many more examples of what could lead to a bad or challenging day with trichotillomania, but this gives you an idea of what it looks like. There are many ways how your day could turn into a bad trichotillomania day. But here is where it starts to get interesting. If you didn't have those bad days, you would miss out on the opportunity to make huge progress. It's during these bad days that you can find opportunities for growth and progress in overcoming trich. These days allow you to learn from your triggers, your mistakes, and figure out what strategies and techniques work best for you. It's natural to feel defeated by bad days when struggling with trich, but you can change that with your mindset. A simple, genuine shift from another worst day of trichotillomania. This is never going to end. You can think, how can I use this bad day or these bad days for progress? What opportunities do these challenging days give me to learn from? And as I'm saying this, a great quote pops into my head. This one is from Dr. Matthew Walker, a renowned sleep scientist and author of a great book on why we sleep. He says, bad days are when the real work is done, the real breakthroughs happen, and the real victories are won. It works so effectively, as on these bad days, you're forced to confront your weaknesses. And to overcome them, you have to work hard. But when you do this, you'll experience significant growth and accomplishment. When things are going well, it can be easy to become complacent and not push yourself to improve. And this starts to change when we're faced with adversity. It encourages perseverance and seeing challenges as opportunities for growth rather than failures. So try not to feel defeated by these bad days of trick, because they are not only a part of the process, but you can use them to your advantage. We all have those challenging days. It's a part of our journey and recovery process. Setbacks are inevitable. We have pulled for months, years, or even decades and created strong pathways in our brains. These are hard to break. You can't just plan to break them overnight or in a few days. No, it takes time and dedication and a lot of work with ups and downs where your pathways will slowly start to fade or break down. Overcoming trichotillomania is not a linear process, a straight line from point A to point B. Imagine a graph with a linear trend. The graph goes up and down like a zigzag, but if you look at the overall direction, it's going up. It's like when you're playing a video game, and you have some levels where you win and some where you lose. But if you keep playing, you're getting better and moving forward overall. That's what the graph is showing, that even though there are some ups and downs, things are getting better over time. We all have challenging days where hair pulling takes over, whether they're big or small. Depending on where you are in your journey, we all have them. And how we experience them is different for everyone as well. Taking action on these bad days is important. If you don't learn from these bad days, you may not make progress in overcoming trick. And this is also what will help you loads, when you focus on progress, not perfection. Or, as I like to call it, strive for directional good. This means that you give your best and that the way you're headed is the right way. Give yourself the space to make small quote-unquote mistakes and have small relapses. When you strive for perfection with trichotillomania, you make it so much harder for your recovery journey. Striving for perfection in general also gives you way more stress and anxiety. When you focus on progress and not perfection, it will help you so much when you feel completely hopeless and exhausted from your endless pulling episodes. Another huge benefit of shifting your focus to progress is that you're developing a growth mindset. When you focus on perfection, it could make you feel disappointed, frustrated, or feel like a failure. But when you focus on progress, you view setbacks as opportunities for learning and growth. So in this episode, you learned that taking action on these bad days is important. If you don't learn from these bad days, you may not make progress in overcoming trick. So try to reflect on what triggered the pulling episode and what strategies help prevent it from happening again. So, that was it for today's episode. If you want to get more help and tips to overcome trichotillomania, then make sure to follow this podcast. To finally stop pulling your hair, then you can sign up for my program to overcome trichotillomania. It will be live soon. Share this podcast with others in the community to help me create awareness and reach more people. I wish you much strength on your journey, and I hope you have an amazing day.